Nierfelder joins us on the checkout. Thank you so much for coming in and bringing this group. John Coward is on the Wurlitzer. Ben Street is on bass. Mark Giuliana on drums. You play the guitar. Has this music been recorded yet?
It's in the process of being recorded. We've made several attempts to lock everybody down and get the studio time, but it hasn't happened quite yet. But soon, very soon, a matter of months.
Well, let's start off with an original of yours called Bandits.
Thank you.
It's Bandits from Nierfelder and his quartet, John Coward on Wurlitzer, Ben Street bass, and Mark Giuliana on drums. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I think the first time I saw you, Nierfelder, was as a member of Phil Wilson's Berkeley Rainbow Band.
Wow. That goes way back.
This was at Caramore.
Yeah, that was when I was still in college at Berkeley School of Music, and I was playing in Phil's band at the time.
You grew up close to Caramore Music Festival in a town called Katona, yes?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Where does one learn music in a town like Katona? I mean, Martha Stewart obviously doesn't have it on in her window, does she?
She lives in a very different Katona than the one I grew up in. There's kind of two different parts of town, you might call it. Not that there's like a wrong side of the tracks in a suburb, you know, it's like that. But there isn't really a place to learn music. I had to kind of seek out things like guitar magazines and internet stuff and whatever records I could find at Borders. You know, it was kind of before YouTube really took off and the stuff was that accessible. Or maybe I just didn't really have the savvy to find it. But I really didn't have a teacher at the time, and I would learn mainly from magazines and whatever records I could find. But there were a few notable musicians living in the area who I didn't know that well personally, but I was kind of introduced to jazz via hearing their names, and one of them was the great guitarist John Scofield. He's from the area, and so I heard of him and began checking out jazz through that.
The recording with Modesky Martin and Wood, A Go-Go.
That was the first one that I think was the first one I got. Maybe one before, which is actually still my favorite record, called Quiet.
Oh, yes. Really beautiful. With Wayne Shorter and...
Beautiful record, yeah, all acoustic guitars.
Right, kind of a large ensemble sound, too, that is. Beautiful record. Did you ever feel compelled to go knock on his door? Or, God, he was probably on the road all the time. But
He probably was, and I was probably smart to not bother him.
Nierfelder joins us on The Checkout. We're going to hear another original of yours. It's called Memorial, if you would set it up for us.
Memorial was written in one sitting, just on the guitar, and... it's kind of a spirited song, and somehow the title Memorial came to me right away. I'm not sure who it's a memorial for, but probably for everyone and everything. Thank you.
Nierfelder Memorial with John Coward on Wurlitzer, Ben Street bass, Mark Giuliana on drums, guitarist Nierfelder. What does it mean to live with music?
I think living with music, or more specifically being a musician, is an opportunity to kind of live outside of this era of American society, the super consumerist thing we see here in New York and when we travel and what, you know, sometimes outside of the world they stereotype American culture as, and sometimes rightfully so. I think being a musician, especially a jazz musician in this era, is a chance to step outside that and reorder your personal values and say, you know, do I need to live today's dream in terms of having a house in the suburbs, blah, blah, blah. What is really important to me in this life?
What music do you listen to when you're not looking at a chart or playing your own music or playing music with someone else?
I listen to everything that comes my way, via, you know, my peers, things that my peers suggest to me, things that I hear my peers doing, people in New York City, but also the music that I grew up with. I draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, classic rock and classic blues and soul and all that. You know, there's really a lot of material to be explored in that music, and it comes from a sincere and emotional place.
I hear a strain of pop music as I hear some of these compositions. I mean, just mm-hmm. just a simple melodicism, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. some of these songs that I've heard today have a hook.
Right. Yeah, I hope, if so, it comes through as sincere and not just, sometimes I feel like that's that element is introduced to jazz as a way of being quote unquote modern or current or you know, kind of wearing your influences on your sleeve, and I hope that's not the case here. It's just that's, you know, I always, and it's the same thing I love in jazz is when it's really coming from a sincere place. So I hope that carries through in this music too. Thank you.
Nierfelder and his original composition, Lover, joining us in the studio here at WBGO with your quartet. And so when can we expect this? I mean, realistically, this music will be out for us all to hear.
Probably the first few months of 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to hearing it. Thank you so much for bringing the group in.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Nierfelder. Our music mix was by David Tallickson, assisted by Evan Levine. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO.